views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We were just listening to welcome back, everybody. We were just listening to that song, obviously, Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
I love Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I love that song, Wonderful Tonight. It's one of my favorite songs.
He's had a lot of heartache in his life, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Did I tell you the time I went out with Eric Clapton?
No.
I was 16, 17 maybe 18. And I was out with this guy. He brings me to an underground club in Manhattan. And there's Eric Clapton sitting with his guitar on a chair in front of the stage, and the only thing that was between him and I was this little tiny wrought iron fence.
The only thing between him and I was his wife.
No.
And that was the only reason why I didn't go out with him.
I think he was married at the time. No. I don't know. But anyway, he's singing to me all these beautiful songs. He's looking at me as he's singing to me, and once upon a time, I was really pretty. No, seriously. I know you have to say that, of course. But honestly, once upon a time, I was a child.
All right, go ahead.
So, after the show, he calls me from, the side where the curtain was. He gave me a little finger, come over here, waving me on. So, I went over to him, and he says, how would you like to go on tour with me? I said, what? He said, he thinks that I'm really pretty, and he says, he loves my smile, and he'd like to get to know me. Would you like to have drinks? I said, unfortunately, I'm here with another guy who I've been going out with for 2 years. So I'm sorry to say I made a big mistake by saying no. What a jerk! That was one of the big missed chances of my life. I missed an opportunity. And it was in Manhattan, and we're in an underground club. It was so hot. He was so hot. Oh, my God. I, wanted to die. I felt perspiration topping out of every part of my body that I didn't know I had.
He said, you have a pretty smile, and what size is your chest?
Right. And that's one of the only
you
things
had two pretty
did.
Smiles.
Right. He didn't look too much at my face. He was trying to talk to the girl.
Right. And what's their name?
Right. Oh,
what are all your
what
names?
What are the twins' names? Molly and Gertie.
Yeah. Had you have gone, it would have been ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, goodness.
That is too funny.
But I missed my opportunity. But I was so lucky I met my husband.
He's listening. We got to throw that in. Oh, yeah.
Listen, nobody could put up with me this long. I have to give him kudos, man. The poor guy is sitting up in the middle of the night screaming Barnum Bailey Circus. You know it hasn't been easy for him.
Well, you probably said umpteen times our relationship's like a three-ring circus.
You know it hasn't been easy for him, folks. Pray for him. He's a good guy.
So,
I love him.
So what I wanted to say, getting back, let's bring it back to our original topic was, when you could help somebody in their time of need, when you could see what the public wants, what the public needs, when you could, see what everybody wants and you fulfill that need, you could make a very handsome living. Everything is sold on emotions.
Yeah.
And when people are very excited about something, figure out what it is within you that you feel that you could do for other people that would get them excited. And if you're a masseuse, we already
let's change the subject.
You're way ahead of the game.
No, honestly, he's right. No. Well, that's marketing.
There's all about
millions
marketing.
Of millions of teams out there sitting and brainstorming, trying to find out what we could break into that hasn't been touched already, that would be a commodity to the public, that would make a fortune.
Right.
And I discovered something once.
What's that?
And I stupidly didn't patent it. I was the first one, and this is the God's honest truth, it had to be about 25 or 30 years ago, I made a yogurt smoothie from fresh fruits and yogurt and all organic with vanilla, and I used to give it to my children.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, my kids were crazy about it. My neighbors were crazy about it. My husband, and I never patented it. And there was nothing like it.
Wow.
Had I have patented.
There's another opportunity,
yes.
Howard, that you let go.
What is it?
Unbelievable.
I'm such a jerk.
You want to know something? As far as opportunities, I have literally, but I was, my timing was horrendous. But my picks in the stock market was dead on.
Mm.
I have picked 10 winning stock tips.
Happy
10 day. Winning. The least amount was 100%.
Oh my
the
God.
Least amount. And my one of my biggest ones that I hit before it, the company took off like a bat out of hell.
Don't even tell me.
Was,
I know what it is.
What?
Home Depot.
No.
That was one of the biggest. You know that. That
no.
was going for pennies.
No, but it was just as big. That it's Dell Computers. I could have had Dell.
Oh my goodness!
I could have had
Dell.
I could have had Dell Computers for $10 a share.
Oh.
$10 a share.
And did you allow Sherry to kick you in the butt?
No, but I didn't know. She didn't know me during all of my time to the stock market.
Yeah.
This is before I met Sherry.
That's amazing.
And you want to know something? There was this stockbroker that I knew. And I said to him, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you tips. And I said, just give me a percentage of what you're helping with your clients. And he goes, Artie, how can I do that? And he was being really arrogant and stupid.
Yeah.
And I kept on giving him tips. I gave him 4 winning tips. And one of them was Dell. And I said, Mark, are you finally, and I started cursing him towards the end, really cursing him. I said, are you going to now listen to me and start sharing? I said, and
that's
I said,
amazing.
Right now you're going to have to pay me up front if you want some. And he says, Art, I can't, I'm sorry. And he's just stuck in this, you're not professional, you're not this, you're not. He says, but I got to admit, he says, your tips were more dead on than any other tips I ever got my entire life or through any other stockbroker from anywhere. He goes, your tips are the most consistent. As a matter of fact, I started advertising, which was stupid of me because investigations?
FCC.
FCC.
Yeah.
Flew in from Washington because they wanted to interview me to see how I was
You're
making certain picks.
Did they realize you were psychic?
And I told them, I said, I'm psychic. And I told them, I said, you know, I have a friend who's an astrologer and I could tell you what to, he says, nobody could do that. I go, yeah, I could. So he was nice and he was nice. And so the girl who's taking the minutes, who's like the stenographer, is that called? And she's taking it and she's looking at me and she's smiling. And so they took a break and she says, I love this crowd. She goes, I know their heads are spinning. She goes, I believe in you. She goes, she says, they can't touch you with a 10-foot pole. But they think that you're doing something wrong. There's insider information.
Right.
And the guy comes in. He goes, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that.
You blew their brains off because they don't have any kind of concept.
They have no concept of spirituality. And so they didn't realize that I could do it again. I'll do it again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they go, well, who do you know? And I just kept staying with it. They were expecting me to change my story.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a story. It was a true
truth.
It was the truth. And the stenographer's looking at me like she goes, oh, you don't know how much I love this. She goes, I'm enjoying every moment of this. Because she was spiritual and she got the concept. And I had 10 winning I did.
Oh.
But the thing is, I had 6 of them when I had it. But the thing is, when I thought that they were going to jump within a year and I lost money and I was borrowing money, I was so confident that these were going to take off that within a year, I was down about, I don't know, $10,000 or something like that. And I had to get back everybody their money because my time ran out.
Right.
After I gave back all, everyone's
shut
money.
Up, right?
All the stocks took off like a bat out of hell. And one stock jumped up 600% after I gave back my life. Within a month's time, went from, what did it go from? It went from something like 3 to 18, like boom, within a month and a half. I nearly had a heart attack. I was freaking out. I was screaming in the car.
You know what?
I was going nuts.
Don't you hate when you are so close to being a success and you know it in your heart? And all of a sudden, something turns into your chaos, and something pushes you right off that road.
Check this out. I had Bank of America pegged at $1.50. It was selling at $1.50.
Oh, my.
And then I said to my father, I said, Dad, let me borrow $10,000. I gave him a BS reason why I need it. I said, I told him. And he says, all right. And he kept on delaying me. And he has this control thing. And that's one of the things I can't stand about my father. Finally, when he finally agreed to give me the money, the stock already jumped up more than 100%.
Ow.
And it killed me. I was freaking out. And so I bought it anyway, hoping that it would go up, and it went back down. And then I needed to start giving back money. I was like, I had such a major headache.
Now
Bank of America, I think, is at $15 or $18. But, you know, if you hung on to it, yada, yada, yada.
You know what?
I was so ticked off. There had to be a reason for everything.
Well, there is. And here's the reason. Because you and I were supposed to be
together.
And we're going to be sober.
Yeah. Well, come on. I want that with money. All right, everybody. We're starting to wind down for our little break now. So, Sky, if anyone wants a private reading from you, what should they do?
If you'd like a private reading from me, I would like you to call me at 908-500-1474.
And if you want to call me, Artie Hoffman, for a reading, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02. All right, everybody, you with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers.
We love you out there.
Yes, we do, the dynamic duo. So give us a call, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
That I love you. Have I told you there's no one else?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, and if anybody wants to call in for a reading, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. So it was really funny. So one of my friends, this is going back a while ago, and I'll never forget this, and she said to me, Artie, she said, do you want to go with me to a topless beach? Did I tell you this?
No.
She said, do you want to go with me to a topless beach? And I said, yeah, I'll go with you to a topless beach. Absolutely.
What man wants?
You don't have to twist my arm. So I get there, and like I didn't see a topless beach at all. You know, she wanted to go to this one beach. She goes, look at all the guys. She goes, they're all topless. I said, are you kidding me? She goes, I am not lying. Look at all the guys. They're topless.
That is so
I said, and I'm supposed to get excited about this? Are you serious? I mean, there was a lot of, you know, nice-looking girls and stuff. But that
they weren't topless.
They weren't topless. That was years ago, and that was in New York. That was too funny.
I had a friend of mine who went to a topless beach, a nudist beach.
Yeah.
And the range of age was from 60 to 85 of the people. And she never expected that. She thought there was going to be a lot of young people there. Teens and like 20, 30.
You're hoping for a Playboy models.
Exactly.
You got the direct opposite.
That is such a misconception, everybody. The people that go there are like...
These are people from assisted living who are let out for the day.
They forgot to put their bathing suits on.
That's right. That's the only reason why they don't have their clothes
on.
They forgot to put it on. And they ran out.
Right.
Not realizing.
Right,
having
exactly.
a great time. But you want to know something? I used to do readings at this one place in Pennsylvania at a nudist colony.
Really?
Yeah, they heard me. They didn't hear me. This one couple saw me at an event that I was doing in Atlantic City. There was a spiritual event going on. And they came up to me, and it was a big guy. This big guy comes down to me. He has a very vivacious personality.
Yeah.
And he sits down, and his wife is right there. She's a little thing. And so...
Were they nude?
No, it's in Atlantic City.
Oh.
I wasn't there at the nudist colony yet, but they were belonged to that, but I didn't notice.
Yes. Yeah.
So what got them to ask me to become a part of their, you know, to do readings where they hang out, literally. I just came out. I said to him, the first words I said to him, I said, do you always have to be right? Those were the first words out of my mouth. And her wife actually said to me, you're good.
This is what I want to know. This is the only thing I've ever wanted to know about a psychic. I mean, about a psychic going to, or anybody who sells something at a nudist beach. Where do they keep their money?
They bring their purse.
Really. I said that. No, really,
but it was really so. Anyway, so one of their friends calls me up and says, "Hey, Artie, we're having a bikers weekend on July 4th."
Oh, weekend. I love bikers. I love them.
Yeah, it's bikers weekend, July 4th weekend. Do you want to, you know, would you mind doing readings? She says we're going to have a cabin for you there. It's a colony.
Nice.
You know, it's a nice group. So, and it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, and is that the one that they do all the concerts at? They have a lot of concerts, and it's like a 4-day event.
No.
Okay, you should go to that. You know, bikers are like just about the nicest, wonderful.
Yeah, they are.
People.
They are.
And they love Indian people.
They really love Native people. Yeah, no, they're very endearing people.
Give you the shirt off their back.
Very generous, yes.
Very generous. The last bit of money in their pocket will take you anywhere.
Most of them are very down to earth and very loving.
Absolutely.
And they're all about giving and benefits and stuff
together.
Like that. So they put me up on a very quaint trailer, a little bungalow in their grounds. It was these grounds that was there. There was a built-in pool in the middle of the ground.
Nice.
Now, mind you, I would not take off my clothes because I'm a professional, and I just need one person to take a picture of me and then expose
right,
me. And I just could not do that.
Right.
So even though they're a tight-knit group. But my whole purpose of saying that, you know, I was at this nudist colony, I was there for like 5 years during the same time, four or 5 years. And during this time... I just lost track of thought. Now, during this time, like when I hang out with these people, like you don't think about sex.
No.
Even though like more than half the people, either they're half naked or they're fully naked, you don't think about sex because it's totally different when everybody in the whole entire community is naked or half naked.
Right.
It's just like normal. It's just like, you know, it's like being free-spirited. It's not about sex.
Right.
And like I said, most people, And I'm being honest, most people are average looking.
Yes.
And you have literally maybe 5%, 5-10% are worth really looking at. You know, whether it be guys or girls.
Yes.
And, but when I was there, I felt very comfortable. I didn't feel weirded out. And, but I have to admit, there was this one, girl that was her, you know, because you could only see me by appointment. I wasn't just take people randomly. And this girl is sitting on the back of her boyfriend's little scooter, and he drives up to me, and he drops his girlfriend off, and she's half naked, and she's voluptuous, and that part's naked.
The twins are nice.
Yeah,
huh?
And she was, they were perky, and she was gorgeous. Now, mind you, I've told this story before, and people say, how do you read somebody like that without getting excited or without, you know, mumbling over your words? Mm-hmm. So to read somebody like that, I have to close my eyes. I do. I close my eyes or I look away, and I'm just focused on what I have to do and say.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, because one person in my entire career took me off my mark.
Really?
And I couldn't do the reading. Because
I am shocked.
She had, but I was younger. This was at maybe, and I was doing the party, and this girl had a very tight shirt, and she had a perfect rack on her.
Yes.
She did perfect. It weren't too big. They weren't too small. They were flawlessly perfect, but yet she wore one of those stretch shirts. And my eye, it was like, you can't help but not look at it. And so after that, I learned my lesson. That was my one lesson learned. I look away. I look in the corner. I close my eyes.
Oh, my goodness. See, women don't have that problem. Well, not straight women, anyway.
Why?
Because who looks at anybody's breasts, really? What woman?
You know, as far as a guy, no, well, you know, if a guy is...
And if it was a very
really
nice
handsome
looking,
or whatever, or...
Yeah, but that only adds to my energy.
What's
like
that?
If a man is a very handsome man, mm-hmm. he's throwing off, like, this magnetism to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that really puts me even in a better... Frame of mind,
No. I'm going to say something because every single time I tell Charity that, you know, I had this incredible reading and it was amazing. And Charity always says to me, you know, and I gave her a little bit of time because she was so nice, and she goes, yeah, and I bet you she was drop dead gorgeous. You know, she goes, I know you. She goes, whenever you're around people who are drop dead gorgeous, you always seem to perk right up, you know.
What was that, an hour and 3 quarters?
It was supposed to be a 15-minute reading, 2 hours later. I couldn't stop. No, but I'm very regimented. No, I am. I'm very regimented. And but I've read, but in my career, I've read for over 17,000 people in my career. Yes.
I should have written down.
Between parties and doing readings over the air and doing shows and stuff like that. You know, I've been doing it, you know, ever since I was 25. So I've been doing it for a long time. You've been doing it for even longer.
I know.
You know, so.
I can't imagine how many people I've read.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine it, you know?
Yeah. No, I could understand that. Of course I could.
It's to the point where, you know what, you can't shut it off, but it's a part of your life. You don't want to shut off. It's like they live with you. That's very hard to
There is a time when enough is enough,
but
though.
I'll tell you what, they know their place. And I've never really had, you know, yes, they don't shut off, but they know when not to speak. Do you know what I'm trying to explain? Do you know how, you know what I mean? It's like they're there constantly. I feel like they're there constantly. But only sometimes they'll speak to me if I don't ask or if I don't connect. They'll get a message across that I would need, or I feel as though they're there all the time. But they know how to keep their place.
Who?
My spirit world. What are we talking about?
No, but when you're talking about, no, because that's not fully true, because you've said to me many times, Artie, they're right there. They keep talking to me. They want to.
Well, that's because they have something to say to me.
No, I understand that, but they do go on and on and on, because a lot of people ask me, you know, what's it like?
It's my norm. So I don't, you know, it, to me, it's nothing.
For you, it's nothing. But for me, yeah. See, so a lot of people say to me, well, do you have an on off switch, or do you, and you know, when I'm out in public, I'm just as normal as everybody else when I'm out in public, because, you know, I just don't want to be bothered by anything other than just my own little world. Right. Now, when I want to turn it on, I could turn it on the dime.
Yes.
When I want to turn it on. And I have fun. A lot of times I have fun with the waitresses.
Yes.
Or if the guys, the waiter, if they have a cool personality, I'll give them a quick mini reading and stuff. And a couple of times, and I did not want this, and a couple of times they brought their friends over and say,
Can
you tell me?
Yes.
And that's sometimes.
I get that so much.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I do have an on-off switch, but, you know, you have to know when enough is enough.
And to me, I feel like they're there all the time, but they know it to keep them. Sometimes they're crazy, and this isn't true, but I don't mean to say, but this is my norm that I live in my head, live these thoughts, and they do come out randomly. They do come out when I believe it's time for them to come out. It's like I won't be driving in my car and like, if I have nothing to think about, they won't just say, "Oh, hi, how you doing?" It's not like that at all.
Well, that's good because you have to hold that thought because we have to go to a commercial break now. So if anybody wants a reading, just call 800, or if you want to have a funny story to tell, call 800-930-2819. So stay tuned because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You're invited to the most anticipated live family event of the year. Disney on Ice presents Frozen, presented by YoKids Organic Yogurt. Experience the debut of Anna, Elsa, and Olaf live on ice.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Sing along to the songs that you love and see Mickey, Minnie, Rapunzel, Nemo, Dory, Woody, Buzz, and more. Live in your hometown.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen, playing Dunkin' Donuts Center Providence, September 10th through 14th. Visit the box office or Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
Why do the same thing over and over? Warwick Mall is located just 30 minutes from the state line, has more than 80 stores, easy highway access, and plenty of free parking. There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall. Fine restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Not Your Average Joe's, Longhorn Steakhouse, and Red Robin. A carousel food court, 12-screen showcase cinemas, and more. WarwickMall.com for store listings, events, and directions.
There's something for
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. And just so you know, if you want to call in, it's 800-930-2819. And if you have an incredible story to share, feel free. And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from our home state, Angie from New Jersey. How you doing, Ange?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I knew it was you, Ange.
Hi, Ange. I don't know you. How
she
are you?
She doesn't know you. She'll give you a reading because I know you.
Okay, that's fine.
Uh-oh.
Well, my question is, I'm taking a trip the beginning of November, and I'm just a little concerned with the flying these days. So I want to see if you see me making a safe flight going and coming.
Making a what?
It's her trip to be safe.
Oh, hold on. I'm really going to zone into this because you're absolutely right. Travel today is not like it used to be.
Sky is zeroing in for you, Ange.
I'm seeing right now in my head, I see all of my spirit world standing there and applauding me and smiling, which is my signal for you're going to have an amazing time. Do not be worried. Everything is going to be safe. You are going to be safe, and you're going to have even a nice flight.
What I'm getting, Ange, is that there's going to be pauses and delays, though. So just go with the flow. Don't think that there's anything wrong, but I keep on getting pauses and delays. I don't know if this is going to be consistent through the whole trip or if it's going to be your flight itself, but it's going to be very nice. Where are you going, Ange?
Roatan in Honduras.
Oh, lovely. Listen, I also see a layover in another country. Maybe a fueling or something? I don't know.
But like I said,
you're going to lift up and take off twice. That's right.
Yeah, everything's perfect.
Don't get frightened about that. And another thing.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of the nude beaches, too, Ann.
I'll be shaking on you already as I'm going.
I think you're going to have a great time. Don't be afraid of your travel. I don't see anything major league that's going to happen that's out of the norm.
You're actually going to meet a new friend, I believe, Ange. I have a feeling you're going to end up staying in contact with somebody who you're going to be meeting within your trip.
Oh, good.
Right. And you want to know something? Keep a little notebook with you because I have a feeling that there's going to be some tips coming into your brains that's going to help you with your personal life, with your business life or your personal life. But just bring like a little notepad or a little recorder, probably a notepad, just to keep track because your wheels are going to be spinning a lot while you're away.
And are you going there for any business purpose?
No. Actually, it's just a group of us going leisurely.
You know, I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I see like some money coming around you. Like there's going to be an opportunity.
Really?
And I'm just assimilating it to the trip. But it might be. But
Wheels are going to be spinning on this trip.
I see that there's like an opportunity that you're going to take. You're actually really going to pick up on it, too. As an opportunity.
I think it's really beneficial.
So if you're thinking about not doing it, do it.
Okay.
When are you going?
November the 1st.
Oh, wow. Very good. Yeah. Sky and I are going away in November. We're going to be going to Arizona for our spiritual getaway. November 21st and 23rd around that time, we're going to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Doing a weekend of readings.
Really?
Valley Forge, Pennsylvania from Friday night to all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Very exciting.
So we're excited about that. And so what we're going to do is people are going to get two psychics for the price of one.
Yeah.
And we're both going to read you at the same time for the 15 minutes. And it's going to be fun. And plus, we're going to be doing a speaking. We're going to be doing a speaking at around Saturday, 1 o'clock, too, and talking to the deceased and giving an understanding about the deceased world so that people can understand it better and not be so afraid.
Right. And then around the 9th, we'll be in Arizona, same month.
Yes.
We have a lot of travel.
Yeah, and the 9th, because we're going to be going to Celebrate Your Life convention.
Yes.
Where Lisa Williams will be.
I can't wait. I love Lisa.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other heavy hitters that are going to be there because...
she's so sweet and down to earth.
Yeah. I was supposed to go... Charity and I were supposed to go... February? So we couldn't get out because of this all the snow. So that
wait, ramp, November?
No, February. I think it was.
Okay.
We were supposed to go to Celebrate Your Life, and we're all excited about it. You know, everything's paid for, and then you know we had to cancel everything because we tried for 2 days and it just wasn't happening. So now we're going to go in November.
This is going to be fun.
So it's going to be fun. So, Ange, just keep your travels going, and it's going to make you a very, very happy camper.
Oh, and Ange, take extra money with you. Take extra money.
Okay.
Because you're taking a certain amount, but it's not enough. Take some extra money with you.
Yeah, don't be tight on this trip. You want to really enjoy yourself.
You're struggling about that, right? You don't know how much to take. You don't know what's good and what's not good.
Yes, and when you travel, it's hard. You really don't want to take too much cash with you. But then I learned on the last trip, for anybody who is traveling out of the country, you do have to have cash because when you're going for your luggage for these other countries, they will only take cash. They will not take the credit cards. So, yeah, I did learn that on my last trip out of the country.
Wow, I didn't even realize the answer. So make sure you bring a lot of ones and fives.
Right, and also traveler's checks, too, that you can turn into money at local banks. If the money is different, which I'm sure it is.
But they can't, use debit card?
No, nope. When we were in Aruba, all they wanted was cash. And the one girl in front of me, all she had was a $100 bill. And they told her they didn't have change for $100.
Of course, they never do. So bring small bills, but bring enough, because I think that you're thinking of not bringing enough. I think that the figure you have in your head that you're kind of set on is not enough. That's what I'm getting from my angel. It's not enough. Don't be cheap. You're worth it. Bring enough. You could always bring it home. You don't spend it, but at least you'll have it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Ange, it was great hearing your voice again.
Lovely meeting you, Ange, and I hope you call back another time soon.
Yeah, well, you know what? I might even see you guys up in Valley Forge then. That's a nice day trip.
Fabulous.
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, listen, I'm also Schuylkill County, Schuylkill County, PA. Nice place, beautiful. If you want to camp there, you can camp. If you want to go home for the day, you can go home. I mean, there's accommodations all over if you want to take a hotel. But I'm going to be doing readings up there. And you know what? Just to go and see what a powwow is about and get educated on the Native American culture is absolutely magnificent. The energy there is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
What is this?
So I'd love to see everybody come out there who is within the distance to come.
And bring cash.
Yes.
$100 bills are welcome.
And I have no change.
$100. Even there was 50 people in front of you that just paid $20 cash for each one of those luggages.
Right?
There you go. Let me tell you something. Those people over there aren't stupid. They'll take advantage. So just make sure you prepare yourself.
Right. But take a little more than you're thinking on, sweetie. You could always take it home with you.
Yeah, good, guys. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
All right, you take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Nice talking to you. God bless, sweetie.
All right, sweetheart, you take care.
Safe, lovely trip.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, listen, I wanted to also tell everybody, September 23rd, I'm going to be at Ocean County College in Toms River giving a bunch of mini readings. Yeah, it's an account I've had for a while.
Nice.
And one of my friends got that for me. And so I'll be doing a bunch of readings at Ocean County College in Toms River. So if anybody...
I'm glad you told me that because I have a lot of friends around that area, which are real self.
Yeah, okay, cool. So if anybody wants a mini reading, give Johanna a call at 732-664... let's see, 732-664-3534. And you can make an appointment to come and see me for a mini reading there. All right. And it'll be a lot of fun. It's in Toms River, New Jersey, at, again, Ocean County College. And if anybody wants to get a private reading from you, Sky, what's
my
your number?
Yes, my number is 908-500-1474. And believe me, folks.
Believe me, you.
Believe me, you, yeah. Darling. You will never have the best reading in your life like you ever had in your whole entire life.
She's phenomenal. I totally back her up.
She is.
You won't walk away.
You won't walk away disappointed.
No, not at all.
You'll need beer.
All right. And if you'd like to get a reading for myself and have a beer, call me at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com, or MICKEYMOUSE. So stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And one of us, I was just telling Sky, I just made a donation to Guardian. I think it's called Guardians of Israel, you know, and what they do is they help out, you know, all the people who desperately need help in Israel, whether it be for hospital, whether it be for food, whether it be for clothing. Yeah. So, I mean, but Israel's strong. They always.
Israel. Yeah. Israel's up.
Yeah. And but Obama is putting a kibbutz on that. But the other, thank God we have enough congressmen and senators that's pulling for Israel because they know how important it is.
Absolutely.
But Obama, I'm sorry, you suck. And he does.
I have to agree. What he's doing? I heard a news commentary where all he's doing now is waving. And he's being told what to say on very, very slight like little news broadcast. And all he's doing is waving. He is not running this government at all. He's given up. Did you see how terrible he looks?
Yeah. He's
completely great.
Yeah. If you were to see a picture, it's interesting. You know, it was on the internet. It was on, and they showed all the presidents.
I've always noticed that.
The ones that when they first started and when they finished.
Yes.
Their presidency, they age by 20 years.
Without a doubt. I have noticed.
It's unbelievable. Because of the stress.
Yeah. Is it that? Because of the stress?
The stress, yeah. It's all stress.
I have always taken that into consideration. I've always noticed that even from when I was younger. If you see, even Ronald Reagan, I mean, every one of them.
Bush. Yeah.
They had nice, dark, regular hair, no gray. And when they get out of office, they look decrepit and gray.
Beat up. Emotionally beat up.
Totally beat up. I think this poor man, you know, I have to admit, I was very excited when we had a black president, you know?
I didn't like him from the get-go.
But,
not because he was black. Has nothing to do with that.
No, I know that.
I'm going to tell you, I have to say this. The reason why, one of the things is somebody, a cameraman caught up to the person who was his publicist,
yes.
President Obama's publicist or whatever you want to call him, his campaign manager. And he says, can you please tell me one thing that Obama did to make me want to vote for him. Name one thing that he did for the public.
Yeah.
And he just looked at him with a smile and says, I got to go. All right, take care. He couldn't name one thing. And then they ended up giving him a Nobel Peace Prize.
What?
For nothing. He got a Nobel Peace Prize for...
That was a gift.
It was a gift for doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very upset now. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth. When he was running his first term, I thought, I'm so happy. He's a black president. This is a brand new era that we're getting into. Maybe, just maybe, he can make some kind of a difference for the people and for the world. And then when I found out, and then I saw, and you know, the way Obama speaks, he doesn't have a Southern accent. He's got a regular...
He's well-spoken.
Well-spoken.
That's the best thing about his quality.
Wait,
he's a very well-spoken president.
I saw a broadcast of him at a Southern college, all-black college, and he was speaking ghetto. You could see it. You could call up NBC. In fact, I think it was on Channel 5, Fox News.
Okay.
He was speaking ghetto. He was literally speaking with a Southern drawl. Just like all the rest of the blacks do when they come from the South, and
he was mimicking the demeanor. That's
exactly, and he was like two different people.
Yeah, he was trying to be a part of them or to say, "Hey, I'm a part of you." Or,
but that's not right. You are who you are.
Very well spoken.
I was very upset about that. I said, "My God, he's phony."
Yeah,
it really, really discouraged me.
Was that during his first term or his second term?
His first term.
His first 4 years?
Yes, yes. I was very discouraged.
Well, I just want you to know that a lot of people, when I change my way of speaking, a lot of people like my English accent. And it's funny because if I start off with an English accent, they always ask me where I'm from. And I say, I'm from Central Jersey. And I tell them we all speak like this. You just pay attention. And then when I go into my regular speaking voice, they go, what happened to your accent? I really thought you were English. I said, that's bloody crazy.
Chitty-o.
Yeah, chitty-o, mate.
Could you just imagine me in England? That's something. They hated me in Florida. They didn't like. They hated my accents in Florida. I said, "What accent?"
What accent? You're Floridian.
Oh,
accent.
You're from New York, aren't you? I think, yeah, how do you know? You have an accent. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You have a super
I have no accent. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah, you sound like from Brooklyn. You know you do.
No,
from
I don't.
Brooklyn.
I really, well, I've been told so many times that now I'm...
When you hang out in New York, you have no accent.
Well, this is the thing, guys. Really. When I hear myself speak, I don't think I have an accent. But then when I hear myself back on the radio, I go, oh, my God, who
do
is
I sound
that?
Like that?
Who is that person? She sounds like some old...
No, you're not. Oh,
that,
no,
like,
you want to talk about most people don't like listening to themselves. Most people don't like to see themselves on camera.
Oh my God.
So it's like,
let's go. Let me just tell you one thing. It was Tuesday night. And Tracy, my daughter-in-law, who lives with us with kids, she brought down the video of their wedding. And I was watching my son in the video, and I felt so good. I felt as though he was watching it right with me. I was so happy, and I got to hear his voice, Marty.
Oh, wow.
I was so thrilled. It made me feel so good. But then I made a speech, and I said, oh, my God. Who is that woman? Oh, my God. But I have him and I dancing together and kissing him. It brought me so high up.
That's great.
And I said, oh, my God, Lacey, you're not only here. I can feel you, but not even hear you.
That's
I love
cool.
it. It was wonderful.
All right, everybody. It's time to wind down.
Well,
2 hours is up.
I can't believe it.
I know. We have to wait another 7 more days.
Right, guys?
All right, put it on your calendar.
We're so happy to have you out there.
Yeah.
We're so thrilled that you guys listen to us. We really are.
Yeah.
And we'd be nothing without you.
Yeah, it makes our day. It makes our week.
Yes.
So listen, from my mouth to God's ears, yes. May God and the angels bless you and your family with all the love and happiness, health and wealth that you deserve, that you desire.
Yes.
Always talk to your angels. Always talk to the Holy Spirit. We all have guardian angels.
Yes.
And so don't make them unemployed. Speak to them. Let them work for you.
And they want to work.
They want
so
to work
hard.
For
they
you.
Really do.
So don't be afraid to ask. Because if you don't ask, you won't receive.
True.
So again, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with all the love, blessings, and miracles that you deserve.
And I feel the same way, folks. God bless all of you. Thank you.
And until next week, everybody, stay well.
Bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.